On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
You know what that sound means?
It's never a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all.
Careful, people. Don't just, you know, anything could happen.
Victoria is here with a B.
Victoria.
How you doing, Bic?
I'm doing great, Bon. You know, you're a wizard with those buttons. I never really noticed how you work those. You're just, you know, sliding them and turning them. And
you should see me with a bra.
Yeah, I bet. Like a pro.
Like a virgin.
Yeah.
Touching buttons for the very first time.
I sang that song on the boat the other night, last weekend. Somebody was requesting Madonna, which Captain Mike doesn't like. He says this is an anti-Madonna zone. But you know what? It's their charter. They want the music. So at the end of the charter, maybe the last 20 minutes, we played some Madonna of their music. We don't even have any.
Who asked you to sing?
No one asked me. I just sort of started doing it. This is a funny story.
Because you're a great singer, I must say.
Thank you. And you know, I guess I was good because first I did Material Girl behind the bar, sort of goofing off, and I was posing for pictures. They were taking them of me. And then I got out from behind the bar after the bar was closed after last call, and it was Papa Don't Preach was on, and I was singing that and dancing. And the guy, you know, video cameras are going.
Sure.
From the phones. Sure. And it was kind of funny that I'm like a little act here.
This is going to turn... You know that little YouTube schmuck? What's his name? Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber?
Hey, you know, and he can't even sing. He sings like a girl.
Yeah.
So this could be big. I mean,
I don't know. It's kind of funny. Like Cocktail, Tom Cruise. I'm not that good because I'm just mixing like basic drinks. I'm not even really mixing them. I'm pouring them and serving them, but I'm not creating them.
Do you flip glasses around?
I haven't learned that. And you know, they're plastic cups. So, you know, I drop a couple on accident and I don't know if that counts.
I don't think you can juggle plastic cups.
No, not that easily.
A little too light. No, that's no good. Yeah, Tori works on a boat, the SS.
I'm on a boat with my flippy floppies.
She's on a pirate boat. Hi, welcome to the boat.
Much booty aboard.
Probably is.
Sometimes.
Much booty. Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for not introducing, but you know her already.
Yeah, by now.
And at least once a week she
If you
steps
don't
in.
Know me by now... You will never, ever, ever know me. Mm-hmm. Just in a little.
I'm going to let you sing for the next half hour. I think that'd be great.
Sometimes I just want to bust out in song.
Me too, only I can't sing.
And that wouldn't be fun for anyone.
So, well, thank you.
Punish us all.
That would be your personal hell.
Yes.
Well, it's great to see you there on the eve of whatever this is.
Sometime in October. It's the bewitching month now, huh?
Yeah.
We're officially into cold weather.
It's cold today, and actually today is Friday, so...
Right. It's Freaky Friday.
It's still cold.
Yeah,
it's going to get colder. It's cold yesterday on Thursday, wasn't it, as a shock? Wasn't it something?
No sun at all.
No, which is fine. I don't need it.
It's giving me cancer anyway.
Me too. So this is... I don't have to wear a hat, so this is a wonderful day for me.
Get out of here, son.
Come on, get... Hey, skedaddle. Did you see the blood moon?
I heard about it.
Ooh.
It was red?
Actually, no. It was hardly red. It was a full eclipse of the moon. I guess it's not going to happen again until 2033.
Like a Bonnie Tyler song?
I'm not familiar with her songs.
No, that's a total eclipse of the heart.
Oh,
I don't think it was a moon. It was a
moon.
Heart.
Oh,
yeah.
Got you. Oh, that song. Of course,
she was like
that
a female
song.
Rod Stewart, remember?
She was. She still is, kind of.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie Tyler.
And then there was Bonnie Raitt, who sounds a lot like Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, she went out with the guy from Caddyshack for a long time. It was like a cougar relationship.
Cougar relationship.
He was the kid in Caddyshack, you know, the star. What's his name now?
Adam
Yeah, whatever.
West, whatever.
Yeah, no, I don't know. He was the kid Adam in something. Caddyshack, the star.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He was trying to win the thing,
Adam
the scholarship.
Something. Yeah, yeah. People are yelling his last name now. We can't hear you, but it's Adam something.
I usually know most of these things, so yeah. I feel, well, he'd send you that much trivia that, you know, he was with her. I don't think they're together now, but they were for a long time.
Oh, they shouldn't be. No. Yeah. How the hell we get on that?
Because of the blood moon.
Blood moon. So, the large moon was in the shadow of the Earth.
Okay.
And it was supposed to turn red. It was like a shade of red, but it wasn't like, I thought it was going to be like a stoplight, you know, I thought it was going to be like,
that would be scary.
Red. And then all the grass would turn red and everything would be red.
You know, like people in ancient times would think that was like a bad sign, like the devil.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, like it's blood. There's going to be blood everywhere. But it was in a very dark shade of, it was hardly red. It was reddish.
Okay. So it coincided with my PMS. That made me in a really bad mood. Now I know why I was in such a horrible mood.
Why does your PMS happen every 30 years?
Yes. Every 30 days.
Okay,
what's the
it's not what I read, but okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. Red.
Right. Okay. Unless they misquoted you in the papers, I thought it was more frequently than that.
Yes,
okay,
well, unfortunately.
Fine. Right. All right. I didn't really want to end up talking about your PMS, to be honest with you. That wasn't my goal here today.
Oh, well, I'm still PMSing, so be very careful.
Cool. Very good. Now, be very careful.
Be very quiet.
Do you know that the motor vehicle department here in the state of Massachusetts does not any longer notify you when your license is going to expire?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true, because I went into a, I think it was a liquor store or something where they
had to be.
It would make sense.
Why wouldn't
it
be? Of course it was.
I frequently go in there, so it probably was. And they asked for me ID.
Really?
Asked for me ID.
At a liquor store.
Apparently I've been drinking too much already.
You? That's
right.
Funny.
It is funny. And I always do the joke, you know. I always go, so that's thank you very much.
Yes,
you know,
of
it's
course.
Not really a joke, like thank you. And of course they respond by saying, well, we have to do this, even though we know you're obviously old by looking at you. They don't say
what
that.
A nasty thing to
say.
Well,
they don't say that, right. But I think that's what's going on in their head.
I think they just want to get my address. Well, they don't need to know it anymore. I mean, obviously, I'm over
21. I think by law, they have to make sure everybody's 21. Obviously, I'm a little over 21.
Yeah, you know, so am I. That's crazy. They shouldn't even look.
Right. I mean, yeah, it is a judgment call at that point. But So the clerk looks at, and she's no more than like 23 herself, just barely old enough even to sell me alcohol.
Okay. Barely legal.
Barely dressed, barely. And she says, you know, your license is expired. And I thought, okay, first.
Could they still give you liquor? Main question.
Yeah, they gave it to me anyway.
Oh, good,
they
good.
Gave it to
you
me
know,
anyway, yeah.
I think at airports that might be a problem, but and even then I don't think it might
be. I don't know. Anyway, and I said, oh my goodness, and it was a few months expired.
Yeah.
So then I realized that I had heard somewhere that no longer are they going to notify you when your license is expired. That's your responsibility.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just saying you should check your
I'm going to do
license,
that.
Perhaps.
And you know what? You know why it expires on birthdays?
Yeah.
This is I don't know if I told you this before, but my mom was dating someone in the legislature years before she married my dad,
You never told me.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know how to slip your mind.
Well, this is such a cool story because, I mean, I wish I could verify this.
Yeah.
Maybe I can somehow.
Yeah.
But it was she gave the man the idea to say, hey, you know, it would be great if people could remember if they put it on your birthday's license to expire. It wasn't always that way.
Right.
You can look that up. So probably in the 50s it changed.
Really?
And they put in the bill because of my mom, and then it got passed. So she told someone, this is what you should do.
That's really something.
It's kind of cool, huh?
You're very cool.
Yeah. So you're welcome. Thanks, Mom.
So you're welcome.
That's the date that you could remember. She said it would better to put it on your birthday because no one will ever forget his or her birthday.
Well, guess what? I forgot that my license expired.
I mean, crazy. And yours would have had to go into another year then if it went months, because yours is at the end of the year anyway. Yours would have been like a whole... Yeah,
I was into the next calendar year by the time I realized that mine had expired, And it was a clerk that told me. Thank God it was just a clerk.
You know, could have been worse.
Could have been worse. But
even then, might not have been.
So, I don't know. I don't know how you would know that. But
yeah.
The point is that, hey, everybody, check your license like right now and make sure that it's not expired, because it could be. I frequently, like at the last minute, I'll notice that little freaking sticker on my car the inspection thing.
Oh, that's right.
I look at my windshield every day when I'm walking toward the car, but I never really notice the month. And I'm always just, when I realize it, somehow magically, it's like that month that I have to change it.
Really? But don't you wait till the end and then you get it an extra
sure.
month? You know what? If after you do that 12 times, sure. 12 years, you get a free year.
A free month. It's like going to Subway and
yeah.
being a member of the Subway Stub Club.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a free year, though. If you do it every 12 years, it's a free year.
Wow.
But you have to really work for that.
You got to work it.
And you're going to keep the same car, I think. Or doesn't they change
it? That's the catch. That's how they get you.
Who wants a car for 12 years?
That's how they get you.
That is.
Well, I mean, you know, they run now. It's car. When I was growing up, according to my license, cars never lasted anywhere near 100,000 miles, even not even close.
Well, then how come there's all these old classic cars running around?
Because they're new motors, probably. They're not the original motors.
That's engines. A good point.
Oh, yeah.
There is a car show coming up Saturday in Brockton, too, at City Hall.
That's great.
They're going to have hundreds of cars and something like a festival type thing.
That's true.
I might check it out. If I am so inclined.
I'm not that interested in cars to go down and look at somebody's old car. That never really fascinated me.
Right, okay.
I'm not a car. I love cars, but I'm not a buff of them.
You're not a buff?
I'm not a buff.
Do you buff them?
I don't buff the cars either. No,
wow.
I don't wash my car all that frequently either. It's a utilitarian thing. I like to look good and be comfortable, but
right.
I don't really care.
You don't maintain it.
No.
You put gas in it, maybe oil, little things that you need to do.
Yeah, one of my family members had a scratch on the side of the car,
yeah.
on the door, and it went nuts. Because it was a fairly new car. It was like half a year old, you know.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I understand. You just bought the damn thing, but it's a car, man. It's
yeah,
out in the elements, you know. And, you know, come on. Stop being so stupid.
You're a baby, huh?
No kidding. I'm surrounded by babies.
I know. Men are babies. It must have been a man.
It was a young man. Yes, it was.
Men are big, fat babies.
Well, they are big, fat babies. They are raised in order to stay close to their mother's bosom.
Hmm.
Women have mama's boys, and men have daddy's girls.
You're right.
And there's some kind of bond between the opposite sex. And it's not a sexual thing.
Right.
Stop it.
Right.
But there is some type of... A man protects a woman, especially a daughter, and a son somehow... always goes back to that bosom for security, support, that feeling of I'm being taken care of to the mother.
Right.
And I know so many men, that's not the end of the sentence. I know so many men who can't dress themselves, don't know how to put a tie on, can't figure out, says to their mother, like at 23 years old, still living in the basement, which is fine, but you don't ask your mother, like, what should I wear? Do these things match? That's wrong. That's just, you know,
my
that's
sons
wrong.
Aren't like that. My sons don't ask me for that kind of advice. They don't live at home either, but they don't ask me for that kind of advice.
I see.
Which is good. They're
well, if they don't live at home, then they're not going to ask for that advice. Are they with other women?
One, my oldest son is, sure.
Does
she cooks for him like wow.
Bingo.
Makes huge meals.
Done, babe. That's
pampers
it.
Him.
There you go. Right back
but
to
he
it.
Makes a lot of money.
Doesn't matter if he makes a lot of money or even if he can lift weights. The fact is that his personality, which is, as I'm saying, with most men, they will always take the female as a mother figure, which gets a little bizarre when it's both, you know, sexual and mother.
Mm-hmm,
but there is that crossover.
I had a neighbor of mine, a woman that said men always marry the opposite hair color of their mothers just to be different.
I get that.
Do you? Okay.
I get that. Yes.
I've thought about that over the last 25 years when she told me that and tried to make observations.
My mother had red hair, and I will not talk to anybody with red hair.
Ooh. Okay,
literally, I will not.
That's harsh.
I'm a harsh man.
So you stay away from Carrot Top. I won't go near that guy anyway. I don't want to look at him. He's freakish looking with his... Doesn't
he
tweeze his eyebrows now?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah,
and he takes steroids?
Know. He does.
I don't understand that.
I don't know why he did that.
Why does he have to ruin
Probably
himself?
Probably because when he started as Carrot Top, he was a skinny little nebbish geek.
He should have kept that.
Yeah, but I guess he was being picked on and he...
So tweeze your eyebrows? How does that fall in?
Oh, I don't know. I can't account for the tweezing.
He looks like a clown. He's trying to look like a clown. The way people look like Barbie dolls,
yeah.
He went to Bozo. I mean, what's that?
He looks like a male Phyllis Diller, if you can get that analogy.
When did Phyllis Diller die? She died, right?
Yeah, I'd say 3 years ago.
Okay.
The most.
Wow.
The most.
You know what's good? DeadOrAlive.com. I have to visit that place because I can never remember what's going on with people.
Well, now they have the Wikipedia thing where you don't have to really do that.
Oh, yeah.
I just go to them and
Google it. Even. If you Google something,
yeah.
name, if there's a whole thing on the right
know,
side of the screen that comes
alive.
Up, which is nice.
I used to do the Dead Alive thing, and then when I got older, it was like, oh, now I could be in this. So right. I kind of figured I'd stay away from that. Yeah, yeah.
Best not to.
Yeah, it's a little morbid, really.
You know, but life is. Here we go. Let's make some more jokes. We're joke makers.
Yeah, no, don't get into mortality here and stuff. I said on the podcast a few days ago that I admired the Pope, and for one reason, well, for two reasons. One, because you don't have to pick out your clothes in the morning, and the other,
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And the other is that you can roam the world, and I don't mean R-O-M-E, you can go throughout the world.
I like that.
And spread the gospel. And I don't...
The Catholic version of the gospel.
Well, it doesn't really matter, well, does it? Doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
I don't know what the gospel is.
The gospel actually is supposed to mean, isn't it truth? That's or the word gospel. That's the gospel
it's,
truth.
It's the word of God, isn't it?
Sure.
Depending on your interpretation.
Yeah.
In which language we're talking about.
But that's why you admire him? Because he spreads the gospel and wears a white dress?
Yeah.
Well, that's
because
good.
Because he runs around and he just...
He doesn't really run, does he? He's kind of old. He motors around.
He motors around. He putzes around.
They place him places.
They place him, yeah. And he says things that people want to hear, except for this Pope. He says, you know, stuff that people don't want to hear.
Sometimes. And then he's Depends like backing on. Up that Kim Davis... So he gets all good, and then he goes, oh, you go, yay, then, oh.
Exactly. He's confusing because he'll say something that you totally believe in. You go, yay, go, Pope. Yeah. I'm so glad a Pope said it. And then the next subject is like, well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought he was for marriage equality. I'm so lost right now. And then he does that. And then he said, well, she can be, you know, she stands up for her beliefs. Great.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, he said to her, like, keep standing up for your beliefs. So he's basically saying her, defy the laws of your country. Yeah.
Because our law is higher than your law.
Yeah. And he never thought of saying to her, hey, Kim, of course, the Pope would call her Kim. right. Hey, Kim, maybe you should leave your job.
Yeah.
You
know, and she got a sit down with the Pope. Can you believe
she
that?
She says she got a sit down. It's not verified that apparently it was a secret meeting. I don't know why he would call this toothless clerk into
didn't Boehner leave his job too? I mean Boehner leave his job after he met with the Pope? Did the Pope like, you know, put a curse on him and then he was like, oh, I gotta get out of here?
Yeah, they interviewed Boehner and he said that he had decided long ago.
Oh, really?
But
the Pope solidified it.
He had invited the Pope to come to the United States. He invited a lot of popes to come here and they never they never came.
They pooped out.
They didn't want to deal with the Boehner.
No way. Who does?
Well,
he's creepy. A little creepy.
Very, very creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy. So he got this Pope to show up, the most popular Pope of all so
he
far.
He got this Pope to show up.
He got the Pope to
show up. Oh, it was all
up.
His doing.
Right.
Ah.
So he figured in his head, and he said this, this indeed, for many reasons, is the pinnacle of my career. Mm. And without going on to finish the sentence, because the rest of my career sucked. He didn't say that.
Yeah, left that out.
But he had achieved the pinnacle of his career by getting the Pope there and being in the audience of the Pope in his fine majesty.
Wow.
So
he's all done. He's leaving on top, like George Costanza. When you leave him, the big joke, then you're
up. Exactly. So he knew he was going to resign and he was going to leave, but he wanted to get the Pope thing done. And
wow.
And he did.
Huh.
And he cried and all that kind of
cries.
Stuff. And his tears turned to wine. it was amazing.
Wow, it's a miracle. Like Stigmata.
Yes.
All right.
So the guy replacing him now, McCarthy, remember the McCarthy era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same guy. Is he still alive?
No, just got the same last name. I think that's the only thing they have in common. But he's also a douchebag. So it's like,
he's Irish.
Oh.
Let me just say, I took a cruise with some Irish people. Right.
Well,
and,
Tori, it's more than just us talking. So
I'm Irish too, so I can say that.
Oh, okay. Didn't know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, if you're Irish, go for
it. Oh, boy.
Go for it.
I'm one of them.
Go for it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
No, fine, because I can't say things about the Jews unless I'm a Jew.
Right.
So it works out for me.
It does.
Between
the two of us,
we can just knock them all down, can't we?
Yeah.
That's fine.
A little tight with the money, those Irish.
Hey, talk about my people.
Well, I don't see much difference anymore.
I don't
just
either.
Let you know.
I don't either.
Yeah, alrighty.
I am not sure.
No names.
I went to Brooklyn on Tuesday, down to New York.
Yeah, you went to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, man.
How'd it go down there?
It's very interesting.
Who'd you talk to?
People talk like that.
I love it.
I was driving through the neighborhood in Brooklyn Heights, and I ran into a Hasidic neighborhood.
Oh, I love that. They have the hats and the curls.
Yes.
And the coats and, wow, the scarves.
They all dress exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot on Tuesday. It was about 85 in New York City. And all the guys, they were just exactly the same. And there were a lot of them with like cockroaches. Because
mm-hmm.
All cockroaches look the same too. They all wear the same shell.
They do.
And they were all, and they had this fur hat on.
Yes.
And I didn't know what that was. I thought they just wore little yarmulkes with the curls or maybe black fedoras. But these were fur, Russian fur hats.
Sure. Old school.
Very old school.
Well, I was on a plane with them from Miami coming back. It was full of Hasidic Jews.
Really?
Yeah. So they live in Miami apparently in February, and then they came back. Oh, when I was there.
You got the early bird deli flight.
I got the early bird deli flight.
That's what it is.
I did. They were the nicest people, though.
Oh, they're very nice.
They were all over the plane.
They're very nice.
Probably praying for me and things.
Some of them smell.
I don't think the plane was going to go down. Do they smell? I think we were safe. We were protected. If there was a plane full of Hasidic Jews, I knew we were safe.
Well,
and we were.
I don't know.
I'm still here, aren't I?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know why that would make you safer than a plane full
of... They have all kinds of prayers going on, don't you think?
Oh, okay.
And we're right up near God. We're right close to him. He can probably see us. And
it is closer.
He can ride on
it
the plane a little bit.
As opposed to the core of the earth where hell is located.
Yeah.
When people point down, are they pointing to
China?
China.
They're going right through the earth.
Yeah, don't they know that?
We dig to China. Dig to China. Right.
I think they came up with the ship before they knew that the earth was
round.
Round.
Yes. And the mantle of the earth where the fire is.
Yeah. And that this wasn't the only place in existence anywhere where down there is hell and up there is heaven.
Sure.
Just above that white cloud there.
That's physics. That's science.
So, and that's why I believe all those books.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though we couldn't figure out, you figure somebody else should have figured that out when they wrote the books about it, you know?
They didn't have science back then. It's pretty simple if you really stop
and
think about it.
They didn't have science back then, and I'm not being an atheist here.
No, no, no.
But wouldn't the deity say, when you write the books, I got to tell you.
Factor in the future.
This is a planet.
Right.
I made a lot of these things, if you're going to believe that sense.
There's going to be television. There's going to be internet. Why don't they predict? But Nostradamus, he had nothing to say about the internet. You notice that?
Yeah, he fucked up there.
Something's up.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Maybe this was a bad thing.
You know, if you predict enough things, right? If you predict 100 things and five things happen, people believe you. They're like, wow, look at this. It's odds. Play the odds.
I told you a story about a friend of mine who was trying to pick up women in the mall.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, same deal.
It's odds.
He'd go up to 100 girls, one out of 100, maybe probably the 100th one, is going to say, sure.
Right.
And you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And then he can say, hey, I picked up a girl at the mall, just went up to her and said, hey, but what about the other 99?
We're not talking about that. No. And a good name for a restaurant as well.
Oh, I don't like the 99. Sorry. The service is so terrible.
What, really?
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't drag me to another 99 restaurant.
Isn't that interesting?
I have one in mind. I don't know about all of them, but one of them in particular, don't care for it. Because it's consistently bad.
Have you been to other 99s?
Not recently.
Mm.
So they sort of turned me off of all 99s.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
So service is really slow.
Oh, this one.
Is it busy?
Every few years I go and check it out too, and it's the same. I've stopped two years ago.
Interesting.
It's terrible.
I wonder if there's a 98.
Why is it the 99? Mm-hmm. Is it like how many minutes you got to wait? What does it even mean?
I
really want to know.
It's actually funny.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, are you talking about waiting for your table or waiting for your food once you order it?
Oh, your food. They sit you down.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like a statue there. And I'm like, what is happening? I have to get up and search people down.
Yeah.
They leave you there. They mock you as you sit there.
They mock you.
I don't like it. I'm not going back.
Look at them wait. Look, the lady over there in the corner. Look at her wait.
Yeah, look at their face. They're standing there and they're getting angry. Oh, there's the angry face.
Are you better bring the steaks in now?
Once their server was out in the back room on a phone, I heard, or something. Oh, she was, they were out back.
Who told you this?
I don't even remember. Oh. That's why I don't go back. They don't know what's going on. They're disorganized and they apologize up and down.
Yeah.
I think I might have had them take something off the bill once.
Yeah.
If you're there to drink, fine. I think it's okay. But if you're there to get a meal, forget about it.
Interesting. Because they give you popcorn while you're waiting, and you know what that does.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
salt,
that.
It makes you want to have more drinks. So maybe that's the way they do their revenue.
They're idiots. I don't care.
All right. Well, you've seen past them.
This is not a good week for me to talk about things like that anyway.
It's fun, though, for a podcast.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, they do have some good prices on some of their little meals. And then they have on the wall, they have 99 reasons why you should eat there.
Oh, I hate them. I'm getting angry right now.
Okay.
They're really, oof.
It's the idea.
Oh, I don't like them.
Okay.
They've never had a good experience there. I'm sorry, 99.
Is there a chain of
123?
All right. Is there a chain of restaurants that you favor?
They're all kind of dumb.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. You know what? They hire people that really don't care. They have a lot of apathy.
Well, the manager should be on top of this stuff. You know.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. But, not in that case.
All right.
I've been to Rusty Bones. What is it called? The barbecue place?
Monkey Bones? Or is am I being racist here?
I don't know. It's the, over in Randolph. I went
Rusty
there.
Rusty Bones?
No, it's like a bones place. Smoky Bones.
Smoke the bones. Smoke the bones.
It's a pot. It's a head shop.
So this is what you would think. I have a quarter ounce, please.
They're not bad.
Yeah,
they're all right.
I've never been to the Boney.
I went on 2 first dates there.
That would be?
Years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good place to go on a first date, I suppose.
Did it just kind of happen to fall that way? Yeah. Or did they say, where would you like to go? And you said, well, of course.
They recommend Smoky Bones. I don't even know a Smoky Bone thing. I mean, I'm not into Smoky Bones. I didn't even get the bones. I think I got something else, a salad even.
I'm not into it.
You know what's good is American Joe's. Is that what it is?
There's an American Joe's and a Not Your Average Joe's.
Not Your Average Joe's.
Yeah.
I think that's the one. Yeah, I want Not Your Average Joe's. That one is okay.
But I've never been to a place called Joe's.
You serve your own, you get a whole thing of tea. They bring out a whole rack of tea for you to choose from.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's nice. Yeah, it's all right. It's just, it's a hamburger joint. I know they have other stuff.
You can drink there. Oh, yeah, you can drink.
Of course you can drink. You can drink everywhere now, almost.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
What do you think of the Olive Garden?
Oh, horrible. My daughter works there, too. I can even still say they're horrible. Not in this state. She works in one in another state,
oh, okay.
I'll just say.
Where they're good.
No, they're still awful.
They're still horrible.
That's, you know what? They're just tacky. They just cut corners, and they're kind of sloppy and messy. And
see, as an American, trying to fit in to people here, it's wonderful because they give you as much salad as you can possibly eat. And you would think, well, that's a wonderful thing.
They're stuffing you.
Well, I don't know. It's wonderful. Salad sounds very healthy, but then they just drown it in that Italian dressing.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Which it is
and
very
croutons
good.
And croutons and tomatoes.
Wait a minute, Tori, you told me you don't like the place.
I like salad.
Well, there you can order anything. You can order a breadstick and get free salad.
I haven't been there in like 10 years.
It's not so
has
bad.
Has it gotten better? It was terrible when I was there before.
I don't know if it's any better or worse. I'm just saying you get as much salad
off,
as you
man.
Want.
I'm turned off, man. These restaurants are just, you know what? They're not good.
I'm telling you, in this day and age, and I tell all my friends this, that's why I no longer have them, if there was just one restaurant that said, okay, we're going to serve the Americans who don't want to get fat, and we're not going to, you know.
You told me this. That's a great idea.
Yeah, just, we're going to, I mean.
Have a restaurant where.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's like low calorie and it's just all salads or anything, but the portions are not going to be incredibly huge, and we're not going to charge you for huge prices
either.
Yeah,
why don't they come up with that?
I know. There'd be a line around the block.
Right.
If you could get a healthy hamburger, for example, for like $4. I mean, volume, you can make a ton of money with volume.
Right.
And I never understood why they do that.
It's probably coming.
No, not if I don't start it, Tori. I've been talking about this for years, and we've all been in the restaurant business for a long time now. And
we have computers and rings, though, and things.
I know, but
so
we don't have a restaurant chain that says my niche is to feed the people who don't want extraordinary amounts of food, and I'm not going to charge you for an extraordinary amount. I'm going to just charge you
for what
you eat.
Why can't we get child portions? Why do you have to be under 12?
Exactly.
I just want a kid
exactly.
size.
Exactly.
Dum dums.
Exactly. When I go to the movies, I want to pay the child rate because I'm not going to watch the whole movie like an adult.
Well, you can know what you can do it with takeout because they don't know who you are when you order on
that's
takeout
right.
menu.
Yeah.
I want a child's this and a child's that, and then you pick it up.
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing they can do anymore. But you're sitting there, they're looking right at you.
Yeah.
They know you're not a kid.
Right. But you can set. Yeah, I think you have to set it up. You walk in.
They're
you
in
go,
the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. Or little Bobby at home is really hungry. And he's going to get out of his bassinet if I don't get back. I need the kids thing. And then you got it.
Yeah.
When I go to one of those outdoor ice cream places, you know, or
are they
the
still
ice cream
open
stands.
They'll be closing soon.
They're closing now. Soon. I always get the kids cone.
Yeah,
they do. And they don't stop me.
They don't stop me either.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
There isn't any. It's just, it's a small amount of
they're just
of
trying
ice
to make money.
And, a cone. And that's what I'm talking about for the restaurants.
Yes.
If you can get a kid's cone at an ice cream stand, why can't I get a kid's meal at a restaurant?
You can. You just have to be under 12.
It should be the amount of food, not the age.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be this high to eat this food?
Well, you know what? It's funny because most people, most adults eat giant portions.
Yes.
And even most kids eat giant portions. So these are for like 3-year-olds. The kids 12 and under. 12-year-olds are getting big, you know, massive amounts of food too. Yeah.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But not as a kid's meal would never be as much as as when
I eat
adult
like a 6-year-old sometimes, so that's fine. I can eat little amounts of food.
Oh, I thought you're just sloppy eater.
I don't like restaurants anyway. Didn't I tell you that? I hate going to restaurants.
No, you're
sitting there in a room and you're forced to eat. a room full of people shoving food in their face. It's uncomfortable. I feel self-conscious.
Well,
I'm on a time schedule.
I agree with you. I mean, okay. I agree with you in that. I mean, if you go out to eat as an entertainment venue, that's fine. But I only go to restaurants where the tables are not together, mm-hmm. where you have your kind of own, and you serve the food. You don't have to cook it, and it's, supposedly it's very tasty. But yeah, I don't want to be seated next to anybody, much less a child.
Well,
my
even
God.
That, I'm just pressured to eat. I feel like they want to get the table, get somebody else in there. I'm pressured to put food in my stomach as fast as I can.
I suppose.
I don't like that feeling.
What about when you're going to a movie or something? Do you have dinner when you go out as well?
I don't want to go to restaurants anymore.
Okay.
They make me sick.
All right.
Physically sick. I don't like forcing myself to eat like that in a certain amount of time.
Well, then there's the other end of the conversation where you have absolutely no idea what's going on in the kitchen. And if you ever, and I've heard stories.
I know.
And I some of them I know the restaurant, some of them I don't. But I've heard stories about what goes on in there. Friends who have worked in kitchens, been chefs, sous chefs, bus.
Like sous chef. That's fancy, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I only know what it meant, learned it like a couple of years ago on some television thing.
Sous would be like
a sous chef. That's fancy, right?
Well, I don't think they actually. They're not the head chefs. They just kind of do the preparations, I believe.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think
what a
so.
Fancy
I'm not
name,
sure.
Though.
It's French.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
S-O-U-S?
What does sous mean?
I don't even know. I used to know some French, too. I know some French, but not that.
You know, I could look it up, but I don't want
oh,
to.
Oh, Google is such a wonderful thing.
But I can't
live a day without it.
I don't even want to do it.
No, I
can, and I don't want to do it. No, I'd rather
like
talk
it.
And try to figure it out with another human being than turn around and start typing things in and going, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we can both learn that together, right. But to me, it's just like an interruption.
I feel dumb sometimes when I bring up something I don't know anything about. Don't you?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure I do. But
like
but
we
I,
should know when everyone else knows and we're just like on the outside
oh,
looking
no,
in.
I wear it on my sleeve.
Oh.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
No. Because I am so vastly intelligent, as you are,
right?
That every once in a while, it's good to let the people that you're with know that you're just as human as they are.
Okay, well, I'd like that.
As I spread the gospel.
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
Well, then what do you think about, this is what I was going to look up, and I don't even know, but I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
What's better, a hybrid car, like an electric car,
yes.
or a gasoline car? Wow. What are the advantages of one or the other? And why don't we all have the electric ones then?
They're more expensive. You have to plug them in.
Right.
It's a pain in the ass. The gas car is just something that we're all...
We're polluting them, aren't we? And we're depending
Certainly.
On foreign
Absolutely.
Oil?
Absolutely.
So...
Well, you don't have to pollute as much with the gas if you have the proper emissions system.
Mm-hmm.
It can clean the air. Well, clean the air, but I'm making...
Less not, polluted.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, electric cars would be perfect, but they haven't really come up with a long-lasting battery.
What about a hybrid then? You know, it's both...
Yeah, it is. I don't like a car switching over to something else while it's in motion. That bothers me.
And you know who drives them too? Kind of nerdy people drive them.
I know.
I don't know if I want to be one of those people.
I mean, I am Mr. Environment. I really believe that we've just fucked up this planet already.
Right.
And I talked to the Pope about it and hope he says something to people. But I'm more environment than anybody else. However, don't switch me over until you know what you're doing.
Okay.
And no, I don't want to be driving down the street and all of a sudden the car decides through its little computer, hey, we're going to switch over to electric now. And I don't like that.
I've been in them, and it's funny because when you're driving along, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then when you stop at a red light, it's so quiet.
Yeah.
The engine shuts off.
Right.
I mean, everything shuts
right.
down, and you're like, did the car stall?
Yeah.
The first time it happens.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you go again, it clicks over.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think it's going to cause a lot of more people to get run over. Because they won't know your car is coming.
But, you know, it makes a noise when you're going. It's just when it's stopped. It's silent.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, though. Maybe you're right. But people
I mean,
should watch where
good.
They're going anyway.
I'd probably fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it's going to be that quiet and a little, it's like a coffin.
Just turn
at
the
that
radio
point.
On, why don't you? Then you won't
it.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, but that's gas powered, the radios.
Is it?
I think they're nuclear powered.
Oh, no. What about a nuclear powered car? Can you imagine the accidents?
Pretty bad accident. That'd be a pretty bad
accident.
Wow. Yeah,
a mushroom that cloud on I-5.
Right. Well, at least you know where the accident is.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Google, I guess, is coming up with a driverless car.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Yep.
Why? What's the point? I want to go somewhere. Why would the car go without me? What does that mean? The driverless car? Is there a person in it?
You can go with them if you want.
Okay, because otherwise, what is this, like matchboxes? They're just going along on the track?
Kind of. The car just kind of figures out if there's a car in front of you, a car behind you, a car going to
pass
you.
Yeah, but you're still in it. When it's driverless, it's not passengerless.
It's
going
to take, no, it's
otherwise,
not why
are cars going around?
You don't have to drive
it. Taking over the world. It's like 1984.
You don't have to drive it. Let me tell you something. In the last few cars I've had, and I didn't always have this, I have cruise control.
I don't.
What? I've never, ever used
the
cruise control.
Oh, I wish I had in every car.
Oh, Tori.
For the highway.
Oh, Tori.
Dude.
Listen
to me.
What?
It's perfect on the highway.
No, it's not.
You don't speed. You go 55 or 60, whatever you set
it
for.
Oh, no.
Your foot is fine. You can do a little dance down there.
What highway do you drive on?
24, 495, anything. I've used it on
traffic.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when you're going along. Obviously, in traffic, you can't use it.
I will not take my foot off any of the pedals because and then I'm not in control. If my foot is engaged on either the gas.
You're just afraid of it. Tell the truth. You're afraid of cruise control.
Sure.
Okay.
Because I'm not driving the car. The damn thing's doing what it wants.
You step on the brake, it shuts right off. It's easy.
But my feet are completely off the pedals.
Yes,
and if
it's
my
great.
Feet, no, it's not great. Because if my feet are completely my feet are completely off the pedals,
yeah.
My feet are getting used to not being on the pedals. So it's not like, so my reaction is going to be, oh no, where's the fucking pedal? Because my feet are not on the job.
At first I thought that, right, on the job. I thought of that at first, but then you know what? You get used to it. You adjust to it.
I'd never get used to that.
Okay.
What if my feet just decide to take a walk or did they get real lazy or something?
Yeah,
or
you
they
could
just
get complacent. You could be like staring along. You're not engaged in something. You're right. You're just sort of like, da, da, da. You're like a passenger.
I can't do it. If I have my foot, yeah, I mean, you're going to back for lunch. You know, it's too comfortable.
Driverless car.
I think that would cause more. I don't know why cruise control doesn't cause more accidents because my foot would constantly be hovering over the brake pedal just in case. What if a squirrel comes running across?
Oh, don't stop me with squirrels, please. That's nonsense. A dog or a cat, okay.
Look,
but don't tap little rodents, please.
On a highway, all right, forget the rodents. On a highway, anything can happen in a split second at any time. And that's why I think it's dangerous to have your foot. I forgot the G. It's dangerous with a G. To have your foot off any pedal at any given time, especially not near the brake pedal. Okay. Anything can happen. A tree can come down. Something can come flying toward your windshield. There could be a piece of metal in the road. It could be anything.
Well, one other bad thing about cruise control, I will say, is that in my mom's old car, her Nissan, it would engage the engine so hard, you'd hear it going when you started. And then you know what? It would burn out after about 20 minutes. The engine was almost, it was in big trouble. I think that was a defect though and not normal, but I missed it because I couldn't use it because it was going to screw up the car. But I liked it until that happened.
You should not be in a car traveling that quickly without being in total control at any given split second.
I used to go to Rhode Island and back all the time and I loved using cruise control.
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. But I was going at different hours where it wasn't a lot of traffic.
See the point of it.
It's late at night, it's on the highway, I don't know. But yeah, all right, I see what you mean. If you can't multitask, then don't do it.
It's not a question of multitasking. It's just your brain and your foot, which are connected by your legs.
Right. I see what you mean.
Just gets a little lazy. Like, okay, I can relax. And oh, no, I'm too relaxed.
I know. You're right. You're right.
It takes that much longer.
It's not for everyone.
It's why I don't smoke pot when I'm driving the car. And I'm
no
not
one gonna, should.
Yeah,
really.
But people will.
I know, because they're scofflaws.
That is going to, the reaction time for braking is like 10 days later.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Forget it.
You know?
And the other thing that bought, you got me started here.
Ooh, good. It's your PMS. Manstrating.
Yes, I am manstrating. I couldn't spell that if you paid me.
I won't make you.
On 128, which is a road in Massachusetts, for those of you who don't live here, and during rush hours, you can drive in the breakdown lane.
Yes.
And that pisses me off to no end.
People passing on the right. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Not only people passing on the right when you're in what's supposed to be the right-hand lane, but what if there's someone broken down?
You're going to be smashed in. Either way,
big
smash
time.
Or smashed.
Big
the smashy
time.
Or the smasher, right.
That's why they have the Let's Say It Together breakdown lane.
Yeah.
How can you allow high-speed
travel makes me nervous,
in the breakdown lane?
That makes me nervous. I don't think I do that.
I mean, if there's a car in the breakdown lane, does all of a sudden do gates go down? And go, no, can't use a breakdown
lane.
You
have to go into the grass, I suppose, then, at that point, if you're broken down during those hours.
Just get the fuck out of the car and run into the woods because someone's going to smash your car for sure.
Has that ever happened? Let's Google that. I wonder if that's happened.
It's happened a few times, but not enough for them to say no.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more frequently. And when you're in the breakdown lane, and the breakdown lane goes away when an exit's coming up.
Yeah.
But not. I mean, cars
and then it
don't.
It's right up again. It's right next to the exit too.
So, so if you're in the right-hand lane and you're about to take your exit, how do you know some guy isn't going to come up on your right-hand side and smash into you from the breakdown lane?
Yeah.
It's just such a horrible, horrible take your life in your own hands concept.
And never mind, people are terrible drivers anyway to start with.
Exactly.
I'm amazed every day. And you know what else I'm amazed at? Boating traffic. I decided.
Oh, that's right. Now you're boatworthy.
Well, yeah, I'm on the boat all the time. But you know what? I even talked to Captain Mike about that, and he said the only thing you need to get a boat is a checkbook. These people are out in their boat, and you see them going. They don't know what they're doing. They buy a boat. They don't learn any rules of the sea, and they're smashing into each other practically.
There's no boat license, is there?
No, I guess not. There should be one because people are out there. And you don't know what they're. You don't know what they're. That's going to run right into you.
Well, if there's no boat driver's test.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously people are just going to drive their boat any way they want.
You can't drive on the road any way you want. You can't fly an airplane any way you want. There's air traffic control. There's roads. But the boat, the ocean is a Thunderdome.
Well, it is in certain areas. It can get kind of, it's like India.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Wow.
I agree with you. It's a horrible thing, boating.
Well, boat is not a horrible thing. But the people that get in the boats that don't know what they're doing need to have no business on the ocean.
Yeah.
They're going to hurt somebody.
Well, you figure,
a training class.
You figure boats don't go that fast?
They do.
Motorboats do.
Well, most even sailboats can have a motor on them.
And they're hard to control, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's just going which way they can.
I think sailboats should be outlawed.
No, why?
Because you can't control them. It depends on the wind and if you're strong enough to hold on to the thing.
Well,
I don't think you should outlaw them, really. Well, it depends on what kind of boat you're hitting.
Well, if somebody gets in an accident with a boat, they need to...
Do you see a lot of boat accidents when you're out on the water?
I haven't seen any, but I've seen near misses.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's going to be tons of them.
That's why it's crazy.
Yeah.
People, you know what? Figure out what you're doing before you get a boat. Just don't go buy it and stick it in the water and decide, I've got a boat now. Because it's wrong.
Sounds very phallic the way you just said that. Just buy it and stick it in the water.
Yeah, well...
There's something about it. I don't know why I said
men
that.
Men and their egos. It never changes.
If a man buys a boat... And commandeers a boat, he is a captain.
If a tree falls in the forest.
So I'd be Captain Ron.
You're a skipper.
Why?
Why wouldn't I be a captain? You're a skipper.
What makes a
difference? Because captains get upset when you call them skippers. Because anybody can be a skipper. A captain is a rank.
A rank on a private boat?
Like a merchant marine. A captain.
Oh, I understand
or
that.
Or in the Navy or in the Coast Guard. Or
okay, so if you have a boat, a private boat...
Mm-hmm.
You can't call yourself captain or
wear
a captain's hat.
I guess you could, but you know
what?
But
you're a skipper.
Probably.
That's very demeaning. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Gilligan and the skipper, it's just...
Well, he just needed to visit a gym.
Screwed up
all
that
he
whole
needed
thing.
To do is go to a gym and not be so stupid.
Mm.
3-hour tour. We do 3-hour tours. That's funny.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
I mean, even if you do a 2-hour tour.
We do those too. But no 1 hours. Because by the time you're out there, you're coming
right
back.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Silly.
Yeah.
2-hour minimum.
Do you wear a life jacket?
No. Mm-hmm. I can swim.
Okay.
I think it'd be exciting, wouldn't it? Man overboard! And then they throw you the big circle-y thing. What is that?
A lifesaver? No,
yeah.
That would be the thing you eat.
Yeah, but they're a big version of a lifesaver, and they're made of plastic or something. A rubber.
Yeah.
With
that's
a rope
okay.
attached to it.
You just
and then they pull
a lot.
You in. Yeah, and if the sharks don't come in Boston Harbor.
Well, there aren't any sharks in Boston Harbor.
I don't
know
that.
I do.
Well, I just wouldn't want to.
They wouldn't dare.
It would be too cold right now to fall in the water.
Yeah, there's no sharks here.
And the boat, some boat, it would run me over anyway.
I'm more concerned about jellyfish.
Oh, they are out there. I've seen them. But they're little tiny ones that don't sting you.
I don't care. They're made of jelly, and I don't like it.
I don't even think they're made of jelly.
They're transparent.
Yes.
That's
like
too
fluorescent,
disgusting.
Too.
It's too disgusting to me. Transparent
so
things
So never, you never go in the ocean then?
Because
they're in
while.
The ocean, you know.
The only place I go in the ocean is... maybe on the beach, but...
Well, that's where it is.
Yeah, and I don't like it. And seaweed scares me, too.
Yeah.
Because it wraps around your legs like a sea monster, even
messy.
Though it's not.
Yeah.
And I don't know what seaweed is.
It's some kind of plant, I think, that grows in the bottom of the ocean, right?
Did you ever eat the seaweed in a Japanese restaurant?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll just take a pill. Is it, they have supplements for that?
Yeah, they have
like
seaweed.
Like garlic and fish oil.
Sure,
I'll just take a seaweed supplement because I don't want to chew it.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting.
Everybody should do the garlic pills, not the...
No, but I tried that. Then you burp it up and it's like garlic everywhere.
No,
what's that about?
No, they have they have burpless garlic.
Ooh,
garlic doesn't... You don't smell it. You don't smell like garlic and you don't burp.
All right.
Because people that eat garlic all the time.
Oh, I don't want to know them. Don't come around me, man.
Well, I'm sure you've got stories.
Oh, you know I have one from my
So, yeah. No, because garlic is supposed to be very good for you, but I don't eat it at all, at all. It actually affects me in a negative way.
So you're like a vampire. You can't go near it.
It could be.
That's why you talk about the moon, isn't it? You talked about the moon
I have an obsession
and the garlic.
With it.
Yeah, it's all coming together now, Ronaldo.
I didn't even realize it.
I do. I don't miss anything.
No, as soon as I have any amount of garlic, I will get extremely thirsty to the point where I can't taste anything else. It's just awful.
Yeah, that sounds like a condition.
And if I smell anybody, if I'm in a room with somebody who smells garlic, I think they have to be killed.
Right, then I'm not going to eat garlic around you. Yeah. I haven't yet, and I'm not going to start now.
And that's in the Bible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you commit adultery with your neighbor or anybody even like in the next neighborhood, you're killed. And if you eat too much garlic and you offend somebody with your breath, you have to be killed as well.
Yeah, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Garlic for a clove. Clove for a clove.
A clove for a clove. A clove for a clove.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, yeah.
Are we out of time?
I don't think
You're moving the mouse around like it's tick,
well,
tick, tick.
Well, because the screen went black.
Yeah, my mind went black.
It's my screensaver thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty close to it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good times.
So how's your Aunt Betsy?
Oh, great. We're still doing the cable show, so everyone tune in to the cable show and watch our cable program, I guess, right?
Yeah, eventually.
That was a good one last time.
It's running this week.
Running now.
As we speak, actually. Yeah, probably.
ECAT.org or something?
Yeah. ECAT, which would be ECAT, .org. Yeah, and you can see us. You can watch us
Under
online.
Under Watch Online. There's a little tab. Scrolls down. Yeah. It says Watch Online. Yeah. Then you go to that, and then you scroll over to the playlist.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought they sold watches online.
Yeah, no. Probably not. Cartier's.
Because I need a Timex. Cartier. Oh, I'm sorry. Your joke was more expensive than my joke.
It always is. Nothing is for free, my love.
That's pretty good. Well, I wish you the best.
I wish you the best, and see you next year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, happy holidays.
Yeah, I can't believe it's October. It's freaking me out.
Halloween's coming.
Yeah, and now there's a possible hurricane. You heard?
Oh yeah, Joaquin, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
can't
fancy.
They, yeah, I can't even spell the
I
name.
I think
of
it's
the
with
hurricane.
A J, like the actor
exactly.
who was in Gladiator,
correct?
With the hair lip,
yeah,
the curl. What do you call that thing on his mouth?
Hair lip is good.
He's got like a scar.
Yeah, he's got some kind
of. It doesn't detract from his beauty.
Can't he fix it?
He doesn't want to. Now it's like Owen Williams. I mean, Owen Wilson with his broken nose.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He likes that. That's his thing.
He likes it.
He doesn't. It's his badge of honor, man.
He likes his broken nose.
Yep.
That's it's not hot. It's fucked.
Whatever. I like it. He's not conforming, dude. He doesn't want
people. He's got a broken nose.
He doesn't care.
The damn
he doesn't
thing.
Have to look like a matinee idol. He knows that. He's
he
a good actor.
Does. He kind of does.
Well, guess what? He doesn't. He's making bank, and he doesn't have to look that
How
way.
How can he ever do a movie and not have something in the movie refer to the fact that his nose is broken?
Maybe it does. He was suicidal, you know, about 3 years ago.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
What
he
happened?
Took a bunch of pills.
Why?
He was bummed out. But he got over it, obviously. And hopefully he won't get bummed out again.
Isn't it amazing, Tori, how you can have fame and fortune, any person of the opposite sex you want at any given time, never have to worry about money, can sit back and the world is at your feet, and yet you want to kill yourself.
Because you know what? Happiness comes from inside.
You're right.
It's not external.
You're right.
And there's a difference between pleasure and joy.
Mm.
People should be searching for joy, not pleasure, because pleasure is fleeting.
Yeah. I think the really wealthy people...
Mm-hmm.
Who are depressed realize that, okay, I have everything I could possibly want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, what is this it? So now I have everything I want and I'm still not happy.
Right.
I'm going to kill myself. Because the realization is, see, when you're poor, you've always got something to strive for.
Yes.
Even though you feel you may not make it.
You have hope.
But there's something beyond what you have, and you know there's something beyond that you have. Even though you're fine, you survive, and you're happy
Struggle
in your life.
Struggle can be good.
It can. It gives you purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have everything, and then you realize, I have everything, but I also have nothing, that fucks you up big time.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
That and maybe some brain chemical problems, that's something else.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. You're like a doctor, the way you said, sure, of course.
Oh.
It was.
I wish I had patience, though.
Well, our time is up for our session today.
That's been lovely.
It has been lovely.
Yes.
It has been lovely.
We'll do it again next week.
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
Her name is Tori Lagarde, and my name is Ron Van Dam.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo Van Dam.
Buongiorno, paisan.
We're both available in 8-track and CD, so have yourselves a wonderful day.